I grew up on a farm, and I'm going to retire back to a farm. And in between, however, I am proud to be part of a company that's supportive of farmers and works daily with thousands of independent family farmers across the country, probably more than anyone else in the industry. Many people don't realize that the farmers who raise animals for us are not Tyson employees. Anyone who farms for a living or who understands it is confused or angered by the ag industry is under fire for things like antibiotics, GMOs, things like that. I understand those things. I also know that our farmers are responsible and try to do right things as stewards of the land and the animals under their care. I know there's reason and purpose behind what you do and why you do it, and that these attacks and accusations are frustrating to you. It's frustrating to us also because we're in this unique position of understanding and relying on production agriculture, and we understand how, and also understanding the challenges farmers face, but we also have to answer to our customers, and they to their customers, who are the consumers, on about the products that you, the farmers, raise and what we produce and what we process and produce. Let me give you some insight into what this looks for Tyson at Tyson Foods. The farmers we work with, chicken, beef, and pork, independent farmers we work with, supply our operations with those protein commodities. We make some really great products for some of the biggest brands in retail and food service and in the retail sector ourselves. Our customers, McDonald's, the Walmarts, the customers, like us, are monitoring consumer conversations to anticipate the big issues that may concern consumers and drive them to or away from a brand. Today, they're hearing consumers talk a lot about antibiotics, GMOs, sustainability, and animal well-being. Most alarming are the agenda-driven activists connecting alleged negative farm practices to their brand and to ours. Activists are succeeding in defining farming and food production practices negatively through the social media and these exposing videos. Our customers are telling us, make them go away, the videos. Not the activists, yes, maybe so, but the videos. The thing that can be frustrating at times is that no matter whether the conversation is based on science or not, the public is more aware and vocal about their food than ever before, thanks to the social media. The challenging side to that is that as society moves farther away from the farm, the less they understand where their food comes from and how it's produced. People today understand less and less about what you do every single day. Everyone in the supply chain, farmers, manufacturers, branded food companies, and grocery stores or restaurants is under extraordinary pressures to be transparent and to show what it is, what we do, and how we do it. Unfortunately, this is what consumers are seeing. So when a consumer sees an awful video of animal abuse on a farm, they share it with their friends and family and demand something be done. You could say this for any number of issues: an article about antibiotic overuse, a picture of a modern cell phone, TV stories about so-called pink slime, where consumers have impacted and continue to impact the industry in a big way by putting pressure on the customer, our customer, to make big decisions that affect all of us, like cage-free chickens, like gestation crate-free pork, like antibiotic-free everything. The list goes on and on and on. It is clear, though, that farm animal welfare is becoming a key player that's driving change on our country roads. We are faced with an interesting challenge to engage with consumers to help educate them about agriculture and food in a way that makes sense to them, to keep it simple enough so that the person from New York City who has never been on a farm could understand and appreciate what you do and how you do it. Studies have shown that consumers aren't interested in science. Consumers are overwhelmed with studies and facts. They don't know what to believe. So what do they want? To understand how to tackle this challenge, we have to understand the average consumer and what they believe is most important. Most people see farmers as the backbone of America. The red barn symbolizes hard work, family, and honesty. Farmers rank nearly as high as preachers and ministers. It's pretty high. When it comes to trust and likability, according to a recent Reader's Digest article, 97% of farms in America are family farmers. But consumers, however, don't understand that this too can be a family farm. There's actually a website out there that tracks factory farms by state and location. Many consumers relate big companies with factory farming and inherently distrust the corporate farm or the corporatized farm. They don't realize that when they're demonizing factory farms, they're also demonizing 97% of the family farms, family farmers that are in our that make their food. This is our challenge. Consumers are also concerned about the meat production process. They're paying attention more and more. In a recent survey by Field Agent, a survey company of approximately 2,000 average consumers via a smartphone survey, new survey technique blazing the country. Here's what they define as an average consumer for this survey, 18 years or older, involved with grocery shopping responsibilities for their household, eat either chicken, beef, or pork. They have not been a vegetarian for a year or more in the past, and they are not a member of HSUS, PETA, Greenpeace, or Mercy for Animals. And from this survey, shows that nearly 75% of those average consumers, meat eaters, express concern over our meat production practices. What influences and drives consumers? We learn, we believe we understand. Consumers want safe, quality, affordable food. They want to know their food is produced responsibly, but they don't want to pay for it. Their confidence in the meat industry is low, but their confidence in the family farmer is high. More consumers are becoming aware of animal welfare issues, which are increasingly becoming factors in their purchasing decisions. And consumers want to know more about how food is produced, but aren't sure where to go for accurate information. But here's places they do go. Negative videos, negative media influences. 30% of those surveyed consumers remember seeing an animal abuse video recently. They tend to remember actions more than company names, but when asked to recall a specific company in this survey, Tyson was one of the names they recalled. We didn't like that very well. No one wants their brand associated with it, if at all possible. However, and 74% who saw a negative video say they're less likely to buy products from the company named. Not that they're probably not going to buy beef or pork or chicken. They just might not buy it from me. That is an influencer when you're a branded food producing company or you're any kind of a brand entity. There is a fundamental disconnect that we have to better understand and work towards. According to Emerging Faith in Food Production white paper, it says about 65% of consumers want to know more about what their food comes from, but only 31% believe that food companies are transparent about food production practices. The disconnect is, in our industry, we use scientific and experience-based language. It doesn't resonate with the consumers, with the moms in New York City. The food industry says, here's the reality of pig farming. The consumer hears, you're speaking down to me and ignoring my very real concerns. The food industry says, studies have shown FDA monitors, drugs have been approved. Consumers hear, I don't believe you. Common sense tells me something else. Industry says there are other factors at play here, like price, small farmers, independent farmers, foreign competition. Consumers saying you're making excuses to avoid taking responsibility. And the status quo is the best option. It's worked like this. This is the way we've always done it. Your more focused consumer hears that you're more focused on profits than on protecting me and my family. Consumer perception in how we make food is definitely a factor. The more undercover videos, movies, and social campaigns like the one recently launched by Chipotle, or horrible pictures that aren't really representative of what farming truly looks like, the more we'll see activists influence the average consumer. They do that with pictures, videos, and social media more and more and more. That's when our customers, the people that buy the meat products and the food products from Tyson, they demand some kind of change. To our customer, consumer perception is reality. Because actually, our customer, namely the buyer, the perishables buyer at the grocery store, or the supply chain manager of the food service company, they're also consumers. And believe it or not, they're not specially trained agro experts or scientists reading the research papers about what the science is telling them and giving them the ability to defend the farming practices. They're also consumers. They have liberal arts majors, and they're trying to stay ahead of their competition, and they're just as vulnerable to emotionally charged PR campaigns as the millennial mom surfing the internet. An interesting article just a couple weeks ago in the Iowa Farmer magazine quoted a director of supply chain for McDonald's. He stated, "Social media is the number one source for food information. 80% of mothers use social media. 84% of millennials say they are influenced by social media when it comes to their food purchases." That is the reality, and that's the challenge for all of us, to help consumers, all of us, not just the branded companies, all of us, to help consumers understand that you, the farmer, take your job seriously, that 99% of you are doing the right thing and doing good things. We must all be better champions in promotion that the 99% to the of that 99% to the consumer. But we must also work harder amongst ourselves to eliminate the one percenters or the 1% activities that give us all black eye. According to the most recent U.S. Department of Labor statistics, less than 2% of the population in America considers themselves as farmers. 15% produce, process, and sell the nation's food. And the average consumer is three generations removed from the farm. So, do I think that animal welfare issues will be a driver for change? Absolutely, without a doubt. I know this because it's happening today. I'm a farmer, I'm proud of it. We must continue to ask ourselves these questions. Is what we do today the best and the right thing for the sustained animal agriculture and for the welfare of the animal? Is what was good yesterday mean that is good for today or mean that is good for tomorrow? And we must always ask ourselves, individually and professionally, is there a better way?